Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we were talking with Kathy Twardy from Harmony Health Foods up in Sault Ste. Marie, and there's a couple more things we want to cover with her. So Kathy's still on the live line with us, and let's pick it up where we left off, Bob.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to our website, and it's thegrillingguys.com, Facebook/thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter, but I barely tweet because those people are ticking me off with their political correctness. So forget Twitter. Just to go to our website, it's The Grilling Guys. There's all kinds of recipes on there. And lots of people like Kathy, their stories and their businesses, their audio segments from their interviews can all be found there. So it's a great resource. But Harmony Health Foods and Cultured Pop, let's talk about it. So we talked about your store a bit. But what I really wanted to know is, since you're living in one of my favorite towns in the UP with my association with different people up there, what is there to do for the average tourist? Because I think Sault Ste. Marie, for a lot of people, gets overlooked. They consider it a bridge to Canada, and they consider it a place just to see some ships. But what's really there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, the Sioux Locks are a huge draw, and we know how important they are to not only the local economy, but to the nationwide economy. And a lot of people don't realize that 55 million tons worth of products go through the Sioux Locks every single year, and that impacts our national economy at $1.3 trillion on an annual basis. So the Sioux Locks are definitely a huge draw when you do come up here. You get to see these 1,000-foot ships just like really a stone's throw away. But once you get here, there's a lot of other things to do. In fact, we just had a really large walleye tournament up here last weekend. And I think there was only 27 boats that were in the tournament. But those are like big draws for bringing people up here. And every single year, the Sioux Tribe Fisheries they restock our lakes and our rivers with walleye. And then the Center for Freshwater Research and Education, which is associated with Lake Superior State University, they put 99% of the other fish into our lakes and rivers for fisheries.
Wow.
So they grow from the egg stage. They grow salmon, perch, trout, and then the Sioux Tribe takes care of the walleye for us.
So Lake Superior State is a great college, very big nursing school. I used to visit my sister when she was in nursing college up there, and that was some of my first exposure to the locks, other than as a kid going with my parents on our way back from the west end of the UP. But you guys are adding another lock for these super, super boats.
Hey, we're pushing for it pretty hard. So, last Tuesday, I had a meeting with Congressman Bergman because we have an old dock in town. We call it the carbide dock. We don't store carbide there anymore, obviously, but it recently was condemned. And the meeting that I asked for Congressman Bergman to come up here and have with me was I wanted him to see the importance of this condemned dock. And we're talking about $22 million in repairs that, obviously, the city of Sault Ste. Marie, our total budget is $20 million. So when they're talking about doing the new lock, repairing that, then they need to be looking at part of the preliminary work being our dock. So in the importance of it for the staging, because it's literally just down the street, and also the importance of that dock for the Great Lakes freighters. So it's the only dry dock between Alpena and Marquette. So if a ship were to have a problem, there's nowhere for them to pull up and get some maintenance done. So that super lock is really, really important to the nation's economy and to the world economy. And, you know, because we don't really think about how many products are made out of steel. Everything from, like, beams to automobiles to washers and dryers and even microwaves. And you don't really think about that when you go to Sears to pick up that new washer and dryer, but who's actually behind the production of that steel.
The cool thing about the other thing about the locks and Lake Superior and the chain of lakes, Great Lakes, is what comes off the Great Plains. I think 70% of the grain from the Great Plains ends up in Duluth, Minnesota, which has to pass through Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Right.
Absolutely. Yep. And those ships never travel empty. People think that they're coming up to get products, it's really, really expensive. I think it costs upwards of, the low number is $10,000 an hour to run those ships. So when they are traveling empty, they're losing money. So they're constantly bringing stuff, dropping it off, and then taking stuff back to the other, you know, to the other end. So, you know, even the movement of food now, looking at the economical impact of moving food around the world, is so much cheaper by ship than it is to put it on truck or on rail.
We're talking with Kathy Twardy from Sault Ste. Marie, Harmony Health Foods. I think you're also running for city council and some different things like that, right? Well, or mayor. Are you the governor? But anyway, so if people have a tow-behind boat, let's say you got a little 21-foot bow rider and you want to cruise somewhere, you could actually put in at a million places around Sault Ste. Marie because it's all water, and absolutely, you can ride your boat through the locks.
You can. You can even take your kayak through the locks. There's a lot of people that do it. It is free because it is, you know, it's run by the federal government. And the ships don't pay a thing, and even you wouldn't pay a thing on your kayak. So it's pretty fun to see. And we know that the Michigan whale watchers, we keep watching for those blue whales to come up here and go through the Sault Locks, because that's an exciting time. That's supposed to be funny.
Is this the politician coming out?
Do you have a website?
Well, we don't. We just have very active Facebook pages. So I have one for Cultured Pop Sault Ste. Marie, and then one also for Harmony Health.
What is called?
That website's on the list of things to do.
Okay. Cultured.
What is Cultured Pop?
Cultured Pop, we decided that there's way more culture to popcorn than just plain butter and salt. In fact, I don't use butter at all. I use coconut oil.
Very good.
Yeah, because another big section of one of it's two stores together. One whole section is a big balsamic and EVO shop.
Oh, okay.
So she, you know,
it's starting to become clear to me why you stopped there.
She's
now.
Got it all going on.
We do. We have 15 flavors of balsamic and olive oil, and we name them after different ships or things to do with the Great Lakes. So my favorite one that I named was the Gott Garlic, and so that's named after the Edwin H. Gott, the big freighter.
Sure,
so.
Very good.
All right, Kathy, thanks so much for joining us. I will see you again.
Yeah, thank you so much for visiting, and thanks for your time today, guys.
You bet.
Okay, thanks. Kathy Twardy, Harmony Health Foods, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Go see them right downtown, right across from the locks, and right down from her shop. It's one of my favorite strips, because when I go up there and visit my buddy Don Earl, it's called Don Earl Heating and Sioux Fireplace and Stone. We go way back in the business together. But when I go up there, we have a routine. We go to Sioux Brewing Company, which is a few doors down from
Surprise!
Her. It's a few doors down from her. Dude makes, he's been on the show.
I know.
He makes excellent beer. Yeah. And then across the street is the Palace, which is a fantastic Mexican restaurant. And then right next door is Ramada Inn. So I have a room there and it's on hold at all times.
Yeah, right.
No driving.
With a view, right? A room with a view of the lot.
That's what a real man does.
Right. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, I feel like a man. I'm talking popcorn. Today's man law number 49. No man, I had to exercise this too recently.
Okay.
No man shall ever turn down a free beer because it's not their brand.
Oh, that's, you know what?
It's
you're
a man
testing
law.
I know you're testing the buddy list there, because I've had some people that have given me bad beer, and after the first swallow you're like, "Man, I really just don't want
to
drink
well,
this."
Well, when I got to the Sioux, my buddy Don Earl handed me a Miller Lite. And guess what?
You drank it.
Tasted really good.
Yeah, well, it must have been ice cold.
It was.
Yeah.
It
exactly.
was. And I'd driven 5 hours, and he's one of my best friends. So it's like, of course.
Sure. Bob, there's a few other things on the show plan here, and one of them intrigues me, is cliff jumping. Tell me you didn't do that.
I didn't have time.
Oh.
We were going to. Maureen and I just, we were like high school kids. We ran everywhere, and we did as much as we could in 5 days. One day we had a campsite that was first come, first serve. A bunch of people were first.
I see.
So we went to the next site, went to the next site. my pristine, crystal clear, clean Jeep ended up looking like a real Jeep by the end of that day. Sure. When we finally got a sight, because yeah. we're flying down two tracks. The stuff in the back is flying, and my wife's hanging on.
But you stayed off the cliff. That's good.
We did.
That's great. Hey, coming up next, we're going to bring this travel vlog to home, and we're going to touch on some grilled whitefish first. Stick with us. We'll be back.